John Landecker, and on the opposite side of the playing field, did you know we have a playing field here, Ashley? We have a food fight playing field and a penalty box. It's really something else.
Are we, what is our layout? Are we in a square? Is it a circle?
It's a very good thing that you asked. We are in an octagon is what we're in.
Okay.
And it's three-dimensional with staircases leading to the basement and airplanes going to the sky. Tonight, we're having a food fight about the Tootsie Roll Pops. And I guess they're Charms Blow Pops. Is that the correct name?
So, yes, you are correct. But I will say the Tootsie Roll Company now owns the book. But originally, yes, Charms Candy Company.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yes.
Oh, I know everybody's owned by Tootsie Roll.
Nestle, and Toll House and all that.
I think Tootsie Roll's buying the radio station, quite frankly. That's what I heard. That's
yeah. We're going to be the WGN Radio Tootsie Roll Center.
Let's see. You want to do a little history here? You're doing Blow Pop. I'm doing Tootsie Roll. Tootsie Roll created in 1931 during Depression. Companies looking for affordable treats. They put the chewy Tootsie Roll Center inside the hard candy. And the rest, as they say, in history. Today, over 60 million Tootsie Pops are produced every day worldwide. Whoa. That's a lot of popping.
That's a lot of Tootsie and a lot of roll.
I said that they were created in 1931. Blow Pops created in 1969. And they have that candy shell, but a bubblegum center. And there was a 1973 blow pop jingle, apparently, that made them famous, although I don't remember it. And I was around in 1973, but I'm not a blow pop guy. I'm Tootsie Roll all the way. But you go ahead. You just say what you want to say about your blow poppy.
So here's my angle. So as you mentioned, it was introduced in 1973.
Yeah.
You mentioned a 1999, some date in there. I feel like you're skewing some numbers here, John, to work in your favor. You said it was made in 1969.
Charms Blow Pops, 1969.
60. Okay, never mind. I thought you said 1990 something, and I was like,
No.
Part of my argument was going to be that this was what inspired the Tootsie Pop to begin with. Obviously.
No, it's the other way around.
I beg to differ. Why do you say that?
No. Yeah, wait a minute. The Tootsie Pop was created in 1931. The Blow Pop
was
in 19...
Was it the Tootsie Roll or the Tootsie Pop in 1931? I need a fact check on here, Jack.
Tootsie Roll Pops. Tootsie Roll Pops created 1931. Charms Blow Pops, 1969. Yes. So the Blow Pops took their inspiration from the Tootsie Roll Pops and made, you know, a pretty decent decision, decided to put bubble gum in the middle. And there you go.
I need a fact check. I need a third party, neutral party, just to double check those numbers. Just to double check those numbers. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but that's what you can body check.
Did you ask
me.
AI?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I did.
I'm stiff arming you across the octagon right now. You ran right into my stiff arm. Pretty soon you're going to be jumping off the rope, backflipping, and then taking me and throwing me over
the edge.
That's right.
But I've always loved the Tootsie Roll Pops. I mean, I really have. There's, they're not too sweet when you're coming through the candy portion. And if you really want to get to the Tootsie Roll in the middle, go ahead. But I might get there and give it a few licks, but I never really go to all the trouble of getting it off the stick, so to speak. And I mean, I've consumed a fair amount of Tootsie Roll Pops in my time. Yeah.
So I was going to say, you do take off your teeth if you really try to rip the Tootsie Roll off the stick. Whereas by the time you get to the gum, you can just kind of pick it right off, and it's just easy chewing from that point forward. But I will say that the Blow Pop was initially marketed as the triple treat, not the triple threat. Mm-hmm. It was marketed that way in the early 1970s because obviously it features a lollipop. You got your lollipop type experience where you could lick it, you could chew it. You got your hard candy shell, which obviously is the same for the Tootsie Roll. But then you get your bubble gum center, which I will say, I guess you could argue the same for the Tootsie Roll because you have a chewy candy in the middle, so to speak.
Well,
if you're looking to keep your figure, the Blow Pop is the way to go because you'll spend maybe 3 hours sucking on this thing, and then by the time you get to the center, you're chewing on gum, and then you're just constantly in motion.
All right.
You're not eating any food. You save a lot of calories.
What? What are you talking about? I didn't run a calorie comparison between Tootsie Roll Pops and Charms Blow Pops. I never considered calories to be an issue. They're candy. Come on. I mean, how healthy can it be?
If you're going to have the candy, I mean, I guess if you're going to cheat, you might as well cheat. You might as well just go all out and get a Snickers bar and call it a day.
No,
but if you're
going to
have a lollipop.
No. Besides, how big is the piece of gum in the middle of a charm blow pop? How big is it?
It's a pretty decent size. It's probably about the size of a Tootsie Pop. You get a good amount of jaw work in there.
Does the flavor last for more than 3 minutes?
I would say it lasts more than like a juicy fruit, and that says a lot.
Okay.
I think what we have to really take into account here are the flavors of the lollipop itself, okay? I do think that adds a little bit of charm to it. For me personally, I like the cherry-flavored lollipop with the bubblegum center because I feel like you're going from flavor to flavor.
Mm.
And, you know, I guess I never considered this, but I wonder if there's different flavored gum in those Blow Pops, whereas you have the same Tootsie Roll every single time.
Well,
you know what you're going to get every single time.
But a Blow Pop
might be a little bit more exciting. Now, I don't know if they do that. I don't know if one's mint or one's fruity or one's whatever. All the ones I've had have been like a fruitier sensation. But I don't know if that's just because it's been encapsulated by this candy-coated shell on the outside, or if that's actually the flavor of the gum itself.
You know, the thing is, I can't really start eating Tootsie Roll Pops because it's very difficult for me to stop. Because I mean, I really, it's like, oh, this is great. I'll just have another one. They're not that big.
But you're saying it because you love the Tootsie Roll part of it. Why not just buy the Tootsie Roll? You're doing all this extra work for the
I'm not
for
saying
the
because.
Part.
Wait a minute. I'm not saying because I love the Tootsie Roll Pop of it. I like the candy. I like the, what do you want to call it? The pop part. I like the outside. I like the whole flavor. I said it's not that, it's sweet, but it's not overly done. You know what I mean?
It's part of the experience.
Yeah, it's got some maturity to it as opposed to that juvenile bubble gum. All right.
No, wrong.
We're back with the second half of the Food Fight on 720 WGN. And Ashley, and it's Tootsie Roll Pops against, Blow Pops, and it's time now for the production elements. By the way, there is a Tootsie Roll dance. That's what that's for. Go ahead. Hit that YouTube, young person, and look up the Tootsie Roll dance. They've got video instructions on how to learn it. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. So, I think we've exhausted everything. I mean, come on. It's candy.
Did you do the how many licks did it take? Because I did do that. Because,
you
know.
No, I did not.
You didn't? You don't just
you did
I
individual.
On a Sunday and I sit there and watch TV and you lick. I will say they are about the same because, you know, it's made from the same company. And obviously it does depend on the consistency of your saliva. You know, there's a lot of factors that go into this. But it took me, hold on, where did I put my note? Okay, it took me quite a few. I mean, I will say it took me 300, and my licks were, I was at the end, you're just like, come on, I'm done, let's get this over with.
Right.
392 licks to get to the center.
Of
I mean, that was the average between the two. I mean, it was
that's
like
a blow pop.
I don't know, I... No, both. I did both, John. This is the dedication of which I do here, to see which one actually takes the least amount of time so you get to the centery goodness faster.
And both of them were the same, approximately?
No, yeah, like, I will say, I think at one point I lost count. You know, you do it for so long. I should have had a tally marker going.
Oh, man.
It was like one, and then you're like watching TV.
Right.
My roommate walks in. I'm like, hold on. Where was I at?
What count was that?
72.
What lick am I on? Anybody remember?
I should have had like one of those. You know how like you have like the counters when people walk into bars or something? Yeah. I should have had one of those where I just went click, click, and I just keep tally. But
that's dedication, I got to tell you.
392 licks to get to the center of both of those for the most part.
Well, that's good to know. Why don't we, Jack is like in there going, what is she doing?
Yeah.
I have a lot of time on my hands.
Yeah. So what do we have as far as finales on voting here?
88% for the Tootsie Pops.
Yeah, you're darn right.
Boo.
Could have told
you're darn right.
Could have told you going in, man. Could have told you going in. What do you want to do next week?
Okay, I have a couple. I have some suggestions.
On the show? Because she works harder than it. She works harder than all of us and comes up with ideas that we go with.
The idea lady.
So
I got three. They might not be great, but we'll see. One of them is Triscuit versus Wheatons.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Right?
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Something like that. Triscuit. I also have a regular baked potato versus like a double baked or, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Twice baked, whatever they call it.
But a different, we're still staying in the bake genre.
Well, I was just thinking like what's kind of the same but different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you could do like baked sweet potato versus a baked normal potato. I don't know.
And you got one more?
I do have one more, but on a side quest here, I didn't realize yams and sweet potatoes were different. This was a thing I learned this week, and I'm a 28-year-old woman who's gone grocery shopping for a very long time. I had no idea they were different things.
This is the first time I've heard of it.
I think I'm with you, too.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Right, Jack?
Yeah.
What a revelation.
I Googled it. I was standing at the grocery section, and I was like, they're like, it says yam / sweet potatoes, and I was like, you know, why do they have them both on here? And I looked.
What is the difference?
Well, I didn't read all that much. I just looked it up, and I saw AI told me yes, they're different. I said cool, and I looked at a picture, and yams are like white on the inside, whereas a sweet potato is more of that yellow color, oranger color.
Let's see, we all learn something.
We all learn. Yeah, see, this is an educational program.
It's invaluable.
I swear on it.
What was the, did you give us the third choice here?
No. So the third one, Monday is banana cream pie day. So I was thinking we could do a banana cream pie versus like banana cream pudding.
How about a yam pie? The yam versus sweet potato pie.
How about,
since they're different apparently.
Right? About, what the heck?
Let's see.
Guess we're not doing it.
I mean, the one that caught my interest immediately was Triscuit versus Wheat Thins, because they are so similar. You know what I'm saying? Similar. I mean,
not if you know your crackers. Big difference.
But that we're doing our research, Steve.
Well, I think
we will know our crackers by the end of this week.
Wheat Thins have a ton of salt on them.
I feel like they're the same. If you put them in front of me and I had a blindfold, I wouldn't know.
Oh, sure you would.
I would know?
Distinctly different.
Yeah, Wheat Thins and Triscuit.
Which ones are the
Triscuits are really rough. Wheat Thins are smooth.
Oh, okay.
Boy, listen to this guy. He's a real... He's a cracker for
you
sure.
You can feel it right on your tongue.
Yes.
I'm a cracker connoisseur.
Sewer. Yeah. Well, okay. What was that what was that pie one again?
Yam pie?
Yam pie. Monday is banana cream pie day, so I was thinking banana cream pie versus something. I was just thinking banana cream pudding, kind of in the same same boat here. I don't know what other, is like French silk pie, same texture as banana cream pie? Because that could be good. They're different.
Don't know.
But it's the same kind of texture, I think.
Chocolate pie.
Yeah, it's like
same
a chocolate.
Same texture, but different taste.
Well,
and
I
then
don't
it gives
know.
Me an excuse to buy some pies.
Well, okay. just pick one.
But I also
we'll go
like,
with it.
Well, you, well, yeah.
Just pick
well,
one.
Bring, me? I don't. Jack, yeah, yeah. You pick.
No. Right. Pick.
There's a cracker.
I said,
crackers.
Okay. Yeah.
Crackers.
Crackers.
Okay.
Yeah. Boom.
Triscuit, Wheat Thin, which one do you want to be?
I don't know the difference. Well, which one is which one's the rough one? Which one was the
Triscuit.
Rough one? That's like
checkers?
Triscuit. Triscuit is.
Okay, I'll take Triscuit. I think
you got it.
I you
got
like
Wheat
it rough.
Thin. All right, like it. Let's
Cut Steve off.
You know, well, he's got to do the news here in about 20 seconds.
I don't have to.
Yeah, well, you do. Yes.